100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Hola, amigos. Got plenty to get into today. The phone number, 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. Plenty of questions of the day. Saints, Pelicans, Pels fans, you've waited long enough. You get to see your team at home tonight. Only home preseason game of the schedule. You can listen to it, of course, right here in your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day. I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more that Camel Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
There he is, Shachina Digital Underground, head coach Sean Payton letting you know you've made it to the midway point of your work week. Saints, back to work. Getting ready to take on Washington. We are who we are. It is what it is. A couple of the words from head coach Sean Payton. You'll hear what he had to say coming up bottom of the hour. Gonna give you a bit of a tease here.
Look, we're not giving out midterms or quarterly reports or any of that. You know, we're not doing that. You guys can.
And we will. We will at the bottom of the hour. He says he's not doing it, but we will. In a normal 16-game schedule, you'd be a quarter of the season in. Can you believe that, man? I keep hearing from so many people how fast everything is going. It really is. College football, you're off and running. And four games have been played in the NFL, 4 weeks. So put your thinking caps together. We're going to focus on the Pels here in the first two segments. The voice of the Or, New Orleans Pelicans, Ty Graffanini, will join us as he gets ready to call his second preseason game. His thoughts on preseason game number one back on Monday, and his thoughts on starting a new year all over again here at the Smoothie King Center. It's got to be exciting, no doubt, back home. Only game of the preseason that is at home of the four. And then they will open up the regular season on Wednesday, October 20th against the 76ers. And that is a story across the NBA right now. As now it looks like Rich Paul, the agent for Ben Simmons, is saying, look, they won too much too quickly. Now it's increased scrutiny on Ben's. Whatever, dude. Whatever. So we'll touch on that, obviously, with him coming up at 12:15. Bottom of the hour, I'll let you hear what head coach Sean Payton had to say. Had a lot this morning, and he spoke about his team, Washington, the upcoming club. They're 2-2.
No, I wouldn't say at week four I'm kind of seeing our team the way I see it. I see a lot of players coming back at some point.
Interesting. Jordan Kleber, our intern. Sir, good afternoon to you. How are you?
I'm doing well. And while Sean Payton doesn't want to give out, you know, any grades yet on how his team's doing or little reports, you know, I'll give you my grades from school. I mean, I have all A-pluses right now.
Well, I mean, if we didn't have an A in walking class, we would have to have a sit-down, you know. But here's the thing that's interesting. You heard Coach say that there. And Jordan, you know, you remember what I said, beginning of the season and training camp. I'm like, you're going to have to wait. I thought you had to. And that was when they were healthy, and this is before the suspensions and all of that. I thought midway point of the season, Tennessee, Philly, I thought really that Buffalo game. Thanksgiving night, I thought that was going to be a good indicator of maybe perhaps your foundation, what you were going to get. And you hear Coach saying it there. I just get to the bye, out of the bye. You're going to eventually get Will Lutz. You're eventually going to get Onyemata. You're eventually going to get Michael Thomas. You're eventually going to get Quan Alexander back. You're eventually going to get Marcus Davenport back. You're eventually going to get, you know, Eric McCoy, your starting center. Teron Armstead, who's hurt now. He'll come back. It's just, yeah, I'm with him here. I think it's a bit of a longer answer to the question, can you tell what kind of team you have? Of course you can't. You literally are not going to be playing with the same roster if everyone gets healthy in about a month. So, you know, I get it. But anyway, that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Of course, though, Jordan Pels. They're ready. They're here. Ready to have a first preseason game. First shot for Pelicans fans to check them out. Let me guess. It's one of our two questions of the day.
Yes, you are correct. It is one of our two questions of the day. And that is for your New Orleans Pelicans. What do you want to see tonight from the Pelicans in their second preseason game against the Magic? You can comment or call in 800-998-1003. And for your second question of the day, Wednesday's question of the day, what are your top storylines heading into Sunday's Saints and the Washington football team's matchup? Again, you can comment at ESPN Radio NOLA over on Twitter or call in 800-998-1003.
What are you thinking is the top storyline for the Saints? I'm going to give you one of mine. Ready? Taylor Haneke scares the what out of me. It really honestly does. You know why? Because every single time I put a game on and I watch him, he's so unpredictable. It's almost one of those "what are you doing" type quarterbacks. It's not really a rhyme or reason. He just, you know, he's scrambling, he's spinning, he's jump passing, he's just doing all those different aspects of it. Sean Payton was asked today, "Is there any similarities?" Because, you know, the legend of Daniel Jones had a 400-yard career passing game against this defense. You know, and he was moving around and scrambling. Well, are they similar? It's what he had to say.
No, I mean, look, there's some relative to, you know, there'll be some zone read stuff, some quarterback built-in stuff. I do think there's a, I don't want to use the word a comparison, but certainly a guy that's very comfortable eluding and you know, someone that can make plays with his feet. So, yeah, I would say there are some similarities that way.
All right, boom. If this guy looks like, you know, Lamar Jackson against the Saints, it's over. And they're going in at 2-3 in the bye. So, yeah, that's my top storyline, honestly. I mean, they've got to get pressure on the quarterback. They've got to, like, contain him. If he starts making highlights, it's over.
Yeah, I think kind of along the same lines. I kind of just, you know, maybe one particular storyline. Maybe, you know, the performance of Cam Jordan. Are we going to see something from him for the first time this year? He only has 4 tackles on the season and 0 sacks. So I want to see a little bit more out of him. I know we've been, you know, dogging Marcus Davenport the past couple of seasons, but Cam Jordan needs to kind of step up on that D line because we really haven't seen anything out of him. And to your point with Tyler Heinicke, you go back to last year in the playoffs when he faced the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he almost knocked off, you know, the then-to-be Super Bowl champions in the first round of the playoffs. And if he puts up that kind of performance, then it's not going to be a pretty day for the New Orleans Saints.
So we'll see what happens there. Obviously, as the days go by and we get closer to that game, Pels, though, tonight, taking on Orlando, what do you specifically want to see?
I want to see better protection within the paint because the other day it was just the yam sack. There was slam dunks everywhere. I want to see the team be a little bit more physical inside of the paint and not let them get bullied around when the other opposing team is going to the rim.
So, all right, that makes sense. And especially since, I guess, shoot-around just wrapped up. And Jonas Valanciunas says he's going to play tonight. So we'll get to see the new center for the Pelicans. And that should help, Jordan. That should help, I guess, clog the paint a little bit area from that aspect of it. So that is a good sign. We'll play the latest update on coming up here from head coach Willie Green on Jackson Hayes. Again, he was in a walking boot at practice yesterday, so it's probably going to be a few
days. He did update the media on the situation with Jackson Hayes. Quick update, he is day-to-day, so nothing too serious from him, but very excited to see if Jonas Valanciunas does play. I want to see what he looks like with this roster because he is going to be in your starting lineup.
Yeah, I agree. So let's check that out here. All right, my friend, we will touch base with you again around 12:45, we should get some top stories. I got some pretty decent news in the world of players on the defensive side of the football. New England and Dallas, 2 big releases that have surprised a lot of people. And yes, Saints fans are going, wait a minute, should we go after them? So at 12:45, we'll discuss that. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Talk to you in a few minutes.
I appreciate it. Here is Willie Green's update on Jackson Hayes.
Jackson will be fine. X-rays were negative, so he did get an X-ray on his left ankle. Jonas is probable for tomorrow's game.
And just after, what did you say, is Jackson expected to miss any kind of time at all? I saw him in a walk-in, but...
We don't know yet. Okay. We're taking it sort of day by day, and hopefully after a few days of treatment, he can progress pretty quickly, but we'll see.
Again, so we will see what he has to overcome and be able to see if he's available for the season opener on October 20th. Again, day-to-day from head coach Willie Green. After looking at the tape, Coach Green, again, this was after yesterday's practice, what did he think of the turnovers in that game?
It was a combination. I thought they did a good job, Minnesota, of being really physical. Patrick Beverly and Kogi and those guys were climbing into us and picking up the pressure. And I thought just some of our turnovers were unforced and uncharacteristic of who we want to be. But that's preseason. It's an opportunity to get a chance to see our guys, see us execute. It's a lot of good to take from the game, but we got to clean up that area.
Yeah, and obviously is some of that because of installing this new philosophy. We'll ask the Graph about this coming up here shortly, the .5 philosophy, right? In a half a second, head coach Willie Green wants his players to decide at that moment, my passing, my dribbling, and my shooting. Not dribbling. We don't want dribbling, right? So passing, shooting, driving. What are we doing here? In a half a second, he wants that. So the free play that we've been talking about, and you've heard players really like at practice last week in training camp. Coach Green was asked, when do you pull back those reins, call a set play, make sure you get a good possession if it starts to get sloppy on the turnover end?
Yeah, you know, it's a level of excellence that we are looking to achieve. And there's freedom in how we want to play. But like you said, to your point, when it gets sloppy, we have to step in and, you know, push our guys to play at a higher level. It's where we want to go. It's where we want to be. And, you know, it's a lot of work in front of us, but I believe we can get there.
Part of that work, obviously, is to figure out different lineups right now. Obviously, after looking at the game on Monday, a lot of Pels fans are like, I would really like to see Naw and Trey Murphy in the backcourt, right? Well, if that's the case, where's Devontae Graham sort of fit in? Imagine this. Coach was asked that.
Well, like he said, he's trying to get his legs under him. This summer, he did a lot of just individual work, and so playing 5-on-5, not a lot for Devontae and B.I., so just getting those guys going. And now hopefully we can get Jonas in a few games or so, getting that group playing together, playing with continuity. But once again, we want our guys playing with pace, playing with force, get out, play, have fun, shoot the ball with confidence. But everything for us starts with our mentality. We have to play with toughness on the defensive end. We have to play with a level of physicality that teams got to feel us. I thought last night we had spurts, but we wasn't consistent enough.
So that's his assessment, again, yesterday after practice as to where a lot of these lineups and players are going to be getting together. And, again, you don't have that much time. I know there was Nashville for a couple of weeks, too, and then you had essentially 7 practices here, quote-unquote, on training camp. But these preseason games are about seeing what some lineups work and how much time did he have before that game Monday to really put these lineups together.
Well, that group, probably not much at all, especially with Jonas not being able to play and Jackson and Moore, the second unit. So we had some funky lineups out there, but I told our group it doesn't matter. Like, we have to be ready to adjust, and sometimes those things happen. The key for us is that we got to go out and play with pace, force, execute at a high level, take care of the basketball, and it allows our defense to get set on the opposite end.
One thing that he was asked about, too, as well, and you got a chance to see it if you watched the stream again today, by the way, will be on Bally Sports Television, so you'll actually get to see the game as well. You could hear it, of course, here on ESPN New Orleans. Graf and Daniel will have that call. But, of course, you can actually see it. And for many of y'all, if you didn't watch the Summer League games, you'll get to see Herb Jones. And I'm telling you, he's pretty good. Coach on Herb.
It's impressive. He's always in the right spot. He plays with an awareness of a veteran. And we're excited to have Herb here, along with some of the other guys. Like, I thought Kyra came in and gave us really good minutes. Trey shot the lights out. Josh Hart was a monster on both ends of the floor. So, once again, a lot of positives that we can take from last night's game. We had some funky lineups that hurt us. I probably should have called some timeouts in the second quarter, but I wanted to let us play some. And you know, we corrected some things today, and we'll look forward to tomorrow night's game.
Yep, and look, and that's what preseason is for. So tip off the 7 o'clock, 6:30 pregame show right here on ESPN New Orleans. As we go to break, don't forget the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL is DraftKings. And of course, they want to put you, new customers, in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. So get in on the action. It's super simple. Download the app, DraftKings. Put in the code LaRose, and then start your lineup. Each player has a salary attached to them, so make sure you stay under the cap. Press let's go, and then you're off and running against the competition. See how you stack up, and you might actually get a shot at millions of dollars in free prizes. You might win some money, right? So you can feel the action like never before because he got something on it. You might actually get something in return. Also, keep in mind, I'm with you. You want to make sure that your money is valuable. DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable. Best part, you can deposit or withdraw your cash whenever you want. So download the DraftKings app now. Put in that code LaRose, L-A-R-O-S-E. We'll step aside. We'll come back. The voice of your New Orleans Pelicans joins us, Todd Graffanini, on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Hi, I'm Nichols Head football coach Tim Rebo. Winning a football game starts with a great game plan, and so does fighting pests. Terminix will protect your home and business from termites, roaches, mice, and even mosquitoes. Call the local team, Dan and Billy Foster at Terminix of Homa. They will drop a winning game plan to tackle your pests. Terminix is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Go, Colonels!
The Rouse's Markets in Golden Meadow is back open. The Rouse's family wants to thank everyone that worked so tirelessly to get the store back open to serve our community. Thank you to Rouse's Markets team members who worked at the store every day. Thank you to Rouse's Markets facilities and construction crews. Thank you to Rouse's Markets vendor partners. And thank you, our loyal customers. Rouse's Market in Golden Meadow, now open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, Highway 1 in Raceland, features fantastic, authentic Mexican food and steaks. They have great lunch specials Monday to Fridays, plus enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. And on Fridays, it's 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close, plus live music on Friday evenings. El Paso Mexican Food and Steakhouse on Highway 1 Raceland.
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fan.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Now Gabriel fakes the three. Kick it near corner. Trey for another three. He got it. It doesn't matter if it's left corner. It's right corner. It is down.
That is Ty Graffanini, voice of your New Orleans Pelicans, and that is a rookie that I think a lot of Pels fans, Graff, are going to enjoy this season. At NT Graff over on Twitter is the way to follow you on social media. Sir, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Gus. Ready to get back at it. Absolutely.
All right, let's just get the injury stuff out of the way here. Updated on Jackson Hayes day-to-day. Valanciunas says he's going to play, but it was just reported at shoot-around. Brandon Ingram will not. He bumped knees on Monday. Just being cautious, so we want to say that to fans and, you know, not freak out that B.I. is not playing with a knee injury or something, bumping knees. I'm shocked and surprised, actually, it doesn't happen more often in games, huh?
Well, he participated fully in shoot-around today, so that's actually news to me, Gus.
Go update your starting lineup.
He was at shoot around, so
yes.
Obviously it's not mm-hmm. that serious.
Right. No, everyone there said that he participated in it just being cautious, per Will Guillory and Christian Clark and others. So Look, let's go back to Monday, and we'll talk a little bit about what Pels fans are going to see tonight at the Smoothie King Center and the excitement of starting a new season back here at home with some of these new additions. I played Willie Green from practice yesterday, and he said there were a lot of positive things. Look, a 40-17 second quarter is going to put a damper on those positives. So let's just kind of get to that aspect of it. The turnovers, what was it? Players trying to do too much, just getting to know one another and play, because you have a lot of new faces really playing together for the first time in a game situation in game speed, huh, Todd?
I think it's a little of everything, and I actually said on the air, Gus, while that second quarter was going on, it looked to me like Minnesota was a team that had played together for a long time. And if you go back to last year, Minnesota, you got to take their record away. They were a much, much, much better basketball team in the second half of the season when they were healthy. And they looked to me like they had been playing together for a while, and the Pelicans looked like they had a lot of new faces on a roster and a new coach and a new system. And, you know, that to me was the gist of it. Here's another thing. Minnesota was very physical with the Pelicans early on, and I believe that's what led to a lot of those turnovers, unforced or not. So, you know, I heard Jordan, you know, in the first segment, I'm looking forward to seeing tonight if the Pelicans match physicality, because I think they got a little bit of a lesson in that on Monday night. Now, the second half was obviously much, much better. They didn't turn the ball over. They were able to get some shots. And another thing, the Pelicans didn't shoot the ball particularly well in the first half at all. So missed a lot of, not only threes, but a lot of shots at the rim. So you got to believe that's going to improve tonight as well. So I just think, you know, look, it's preseason, and that's what it's for. You got to iron out all the kinks, so to speak. And I think it was a good night in the sense that you got, you know, a lot of stuff that you can go over on tape, on film, and correct mistakes. And then at the end of the ball game, you had a chance to actually tie it at the end of regulation. And Willie Green was able to basically go into a 60-second offense when you're trying to tie the game up and draw plays for these young guys. That's invaluable experience, not only for Willie Green, who's a rookie head coach, but for all those young guys out there, was basically the summer league crew that was out there finishing the game. So, you know, again, it's preseason game number one, and you just got to learn from your mistakes and get better each and every game. Because again, you're pointing to that October 20th game against Philly. That's when everything's got to start clicking.
No doubt. And obviously, look, even at that point, Brandon Ingram last week on media day said I asked him how long does he think it was going to take till we start finding out what kind of team this is, and he said 2 months, Todd. So I mean, once the games start, look, obviously you want to cut down on that, but it's just you have so many new faces and you're trying to implement it, and quite honestly, whether Willie Green had 10 years experience or about to coach his first regular season game, I think it'd be the same situation here. You got to figure out what rotations work. You got to figure out what lineups work, because you have so many new elements to it. I mean, Todd, I know there's B.I. and Zion back, but you haven't had them on the court yet. You're not going to have Zion until the season starts. Hopefully, we don't know. You have some rookies and young players that I think you got to get on the court. You got some guys. You were talking about this back on Monday. You're going to have guys trying to crack the top 11 that should be playing and probably would be playing. So I just think it's going to take some time to figure it all out. But once they do, you know, it'll be like anything else. You'll know how people play.
I agree. But the one constant has to be, Gus, you got to play hard.
Right.
And I think for the most part, we did see that the entire night, other than that, you know, hiccup in the second quarter. But look, I heard actually Garrett Temple did an interview with Matt Moscona yesterday. Garrett Temple was on Matt Moscona's show yesterday afternoon. And, you know, he talked about the big comeback, and Matt asked Garrett Temple what the key word is for this team. And he said resilient. And I would agree. I mean, we're down by 24 points in a preseason game, Gus. And, you know, you're thinking, all right, let's get back home and get back to work. But no, they were able to battle back. They got some shots started to knock down. Specifically Trey Murphy in the corner, who made six of them. You know, we talked about Nikhil, We talked about Nikhil on Monday when I came on this show. I thought he really had the best camp of anybody. And, you know, I gave myself a little pat on the back right there, Gus. He scored 22 points, and I just think we're going to see Nikhil Alexander-Walker be a real consistent scorer this year. You throw on top of that Trey Murphy.
Yep.
Look, he's just sitting there parked in the corner, Gus, and so much so I'm not going to do it yet, but I'm about to dub it Murphy's corner.
Because there it is. Well, let me jot this down over here.
He's doing it in practice as well. And I'm telling you, if opposing teams leave this kid open in the corner, he's just going to be a monster. I mean, mm-hmm. We just saw a little bit of what he could do on Monday night. He attempted 10 shots. And, you know, it's funny because when we were really coming back and it cut it to a 6-point lead, he had another corner three in the left. And if he would have made that one, I would have probably broken my headset. But, because I would have given him 7 and it would have been a 3-point game. But that was one of the only, unfortunately, one of the 4 that he missed. But no, it's fun to watch. And it's still very, very early. And look, you talked about it. There's going to be a lot of mixing and matching. I know nobody expected Garrett Temple to be starting the other night. I don't know if anybody expected Najee Marshall to be starting.
Right.
Or, obviously, Billy Hernan Gomez started for Jonas Valanciunas, who will most likely get the start tonight. And I'm anxious to see him because, you know, you watch him for Memphis and you see how really good of a player is, and then you see him each and every day out on the practice court other than the couple of practices that he missed with the thumb. But, Gus, this guy is a beast. I mean, he is an absolute beast. And not only can he be a rim protector, not only can he be a low post scorer, but as we heard him talk today after shoot around, he has really stepped up his game to where he can go outside and hit a 3 if he has to. And that just opens things up big time for this offense, especially when Zion comes back. Because, look, as much as we talked about Steven Adams last year, and how important he was early on in the season, he just was not a good fit for the offense because he really had no type of offensive game outside the dotted line, Gus. I mean, he wasn't going out and even attempting a 10-foot shot.
Right.
So you had him in the paint along with whoever was playing down low with him, and the spacing wasn't there. That is not going to be the case this year with Valanciunas. It's just going to be, again, very interesting to see how it all intertwines as the first few weeks of the season open up. But I still think, though, that Willie Green wants to stick with a 10- or 11-man rotation. So that competition is going to be key, and we saw a little bit of it the other night.
Right. I'm excited to kind of see, as well, the continuation and growth of some of these young players. And, again, Valanciunas adding to it, to your point, and really just kind of – see how they sort of feed and play off this energy. I think some Pels fans are excited, wanting to see a different level and type of basketball. And I guess that's where we can wrap up with here, Todd. The fact that you're going to be calling a home game here is the only one in the preseason, and we'll see you again Wednesday, October 20th. But the importance, Todd, of making the SKC a true home court advantage and getting people to go. You've been to all these different arenas, and you can see how those hustle plays or defensive plays can kind of get going, and threes from Murphy's corner, whatever, can maybe get this crowd going. That needs to happen here, right? I mean, it hasn't really been when teams come here, you got to dread the Smoothie King Center. I think the Pels this year, if they want to be a playoff team, they got to win at home.
Agree 100%, Gus, and that's something, again, this is my third year in the league, and the Pels, quite honestly, have just not been a very good home team. You cannot be below 500 at home. You just can't. It's very, very difficult to win on the road in the NBA. So you've got to take care of your own business at home. Now, last year you could say it was kind of a wash, Gus, because there were no fans. You know, the Pelicans actually were one of the few teams that did allow fans in the building, but it was 3,000. I mean, you know, that's not going to make that big of an impact. All those restrictions are done this year. So, yeah, we got to get the Smoothie King Center to a position where teams are going to think about coming in there. And not only that, you've got to use it to your advantage, and you've got to win games at home. You just have to. You're hamstringing yourself if you're 500 at home. You've got to be way, way over that, because winning formulas, Gus, and it's like this in football, it's like this in baseball. You play 65-70% at home, you win those games, you play 500 on the road, or close to 500 on the road, and you're a playoff team. I mean, that is a formula that works in every major sport, and especially in basketball, because you're playing 41 home games. I mean, you've got to take care of home court. So let's see. Again, it's a preseason game, but let's see if we can build something here tonight, because that game on October 20th obviously is at home against a perennial playoff team in Philadelphia, and we're going to need that building rocking that night against a very tough team.
Final thing for you, sir, is a question, one of the questions of the day that we've been throwing out there. What do you, as a Pels fan, want to see? So I'll ask you, the voice of the Pels, what do you want to see tonight? Is it something as simple as just turnovers? Is it a player? Is it, I don't know, what do you want to see?
No, it is. Don't beat yourself. I mean, the Pels just beat themselves the other night. It was really tough to watch at times. I mean, you can't turn the ball over 21 times. I mean, you just can't. And the majority of those, again, they got better in the second half. But the majority of those were in the first half. And, you know, you're giving up 31 points off turnovers. You're not giving yourself a chance to win the ball game. So don't turn the ball over. Play with some physicality. And let's knock down a little more some more shots than we did the other night. And especially, not even the threes, Gus, because that's going to come. I firmly believe that this is going to be a pretty darn good shooting team. But we missed so many shots at the rim, Gus. I mean, when you get those cheapies, you have got to convert. I'm looking at points in the paint on my box from the other night. The Pels were 26 for 54 in the paint. That is not good. That's just, you're missing a bunch of layups, a bunch of three-footers, a bunch of five-footers. You got to convert those into points, and you should come out with a much better outcome than you did the other night. And remember, you only lost by three.
Yep, and you had a shot to try to tie the game with a three there that was blocked by TM3. All right, so I will be paying attention. Obviously, you can watch the game on Valley Sports, but you can listen, of course, right here on ESPN New Orleans. And I'm waiting to find out when you're going to have that Murphy's Corner there, a little teaser there. Are you working on some other ones, too? What about Herb? Are we still just going to go with what the team said, not on Herb?
Not on Herb.
Not on Herb.
By the way, it's Herb's 23rd birthday today.
Okay.
So, and look, the team, I mean, it's just been nothing but good things listening to everyone talk about Herbert Jones. Thus, you know, Daniel and I were talking at Shoot Around today. It's going to be hard to keep him on the bench. It really, really is. And we're like, well, we're thinking to ourselves, how did this guy fall to the 35th pick in the draft?
SEC Player of the Year, Todd. He was the Player of the Year in the conference.
And SEC Defensive Player of the Year as well, Gus. It's like, what did other teams not see, you know, and we were thinking maybe because it's his height, you know? But what he does on, especially on the defensive end of the floor, is just, you can't teach this kind of stuff. I mean, he is in people's grill. his arms, he's just got a knack, Gus. And oh, right. By the way, not only is he obviously a very good defensive player, but he is this year's shot doctor tutoree, if you will. Fred Vincent is working with Herb Jones on his shot. So, you know, it's been Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball the last couple years. Well, Fred Vincent is working with Herbert Jones this year with that lefty. One of the only lefties on the team, so we've got something in common. That's really the only thing we have in common.
Well, you know, it might be no, you're right. That's probably the only thing you have in common. That's it. To follow Twitter, notice I did not mention about the baseball game coming up later tonight. Enjoy your game. And,
boy. Hold on. I'm just letting everybody know right now. I don't know if Sean Kelly's listening or not.
Text you updates.
Louis Cardinal he's already, you know, talking smack to me on Twitter.
Sure.
And Ed Daniels, if you're out there listening too, I'm going dark. I cannot know what's going on in the baseball game. I just can't do it. So I will get home after the game tonight, and I will start watching. So
okay.
I no updates, people. None.
So you don't want me to text you at all?
No.
Okay.
No. Please. Don't do it. This is it, Gus. I got a one guy. My team won 106 games.
Yep. And bought everybody.
Franchise
and basically
record.
And trying to buy basically everybody. This is great. I'm enjoying this.
Today. Just cool it with the buying stuff.
All right. Well, you
won 106 games.
Yeah.
I got to play
my
lifetime nemesis
in
a one-game playoff to advance to an NLDS with my most hated baseball team, the team who held us out of the division championship. The San Francisco Giants.
Yeah.
So that's my baseball life right now. But you know what? I got a title last year, so whatever.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, I'm already looking at next season, and I don't really like what I see next season when it comes to the Cubs. So, Todd, I just look at it from that way, man.
Maybe you'll get some players. Maybe you won't, you know, sell everybody off.
No, it was nice actually watching, you know,
hey,
Yankees
Rizzo
and Sox. Yes, I was going to say, there was Rizzo, and, you know, both Cubs. Schwarber and Rizzo hit home runs yesterday.
That's right. Schwarber went deep, too.
Exactly. War members of your Chicago Cubs. Thank you, Todd. I'm going to go back to my misery here. Enjoy the game tonight. You can check out Todd. Who you got? Is it JD or is it Daniel today in color?
JD's on the call tonight. And then when we head to Chicago, we got a two-game road trip coming up at Chicago and at Utah, Daniel will be back on. So,
gotcha.
We got Chicago on Friday night and then the Jazz on Monday night.
And that's it, man. And then the regular season starts on October
20th. Yep.
All right, bud. Go get ready for the game.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks,
Sounds
man.
Good. There he goes, at NT Grass, the way to follow him on Twitter. Quick break. We come back. We'll hear what head coach Sean Payton had to say this morning about Washington, his team, and where he thinks his team is. Where do you think the Saints are? I need grades. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
How great is it when you get to choose your favorite movie to watch? Well, ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply lets you pick your favorites from your best candidates. ZipRecruiter sends you qualified candidates, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply for your job. Lauren Webb, SVP of Talent Acquisition for My Doula Health, raves about ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply. She says, I love that feature because I have a much higher follow-through rate if I invite candidates. Try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/BART. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BART.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the lakes are stocked with ice-cold Dr. Pepper, and the autumn winds rustle with the sweet smell of football glory.
And Dr. Pepper.
It's a land flowing with onion dip, where even the food pyramid is shaped like a hot dog.
Football.
Where every yard gained is a yard worth celebrating, and every celebration is beyond excessive.
With ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Return to glory this season with Fansville by Dr. Pepper. Grab some today.
As a recipient of a prize from Coastal Broadcasting of La Rose Incorporated, also known as KLRZ 100.3 FM ESPN New Orleans, you are responsible for applicable taxes and our licensing fees. We're not responsible if a prize is damaged or breaks, an event is canceled, or business closes. When mailing prizes, our station is not responsible for prizes that are damaged or lost. One winner per household for 30 days. Winner must have a picture ID and must pick up the prize within 30 days. You can pick up most prizes at our studio office, 11603 Highway 308 La Rose. Thank you for listening.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
The Rams might be the team in the National Football League right now. Just overall, from Cooper Kupp to Matthew Stafford, people should just quit when they got to block Aaron Donald. Just quit. Tell him y'all going to give him some extra money and just stand there. Because he's so disruptive. That's my biggest takeaway is the Rams might be the team of choice in the NFL.
GJ and Max. Mornings on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Good afternoon.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Our thanks to Todd Graffanini. Again, Brandon Ingram will not play tonight. Bump knees in the game against Minnesota, precautionary. He went through warm-ups this morning and shoot-around. They're just being precautious. Should be okay. Jonas Valanciunas is going to make his Pelicans debut tonight. He will play. Again, the game's at the Smoothie King Center, 7 p.m. Bally Sports will televise. ESPN New Orleans will air, of course, all of the games, including tonight, right here on your home for Pelicans basketball on the radio. And, of course, the Pelicans app, you can listen as well. 75-mile radius, draw a circle, 75 miles out from the arena, you know, inside of that, that includes the North Shore. You're not 75 miles away. You can listen on the call on your phone, right? Just go to the Pelicans app and press listen, and away you go. That simple. So, two questions of the day that we threw out there earlier. What do you want to see from tonight's Pelicans in the second preseason game against the Magic? And also, what are your top storylines from the Saints going in to Sunday's game against Washington? Saints, a 2-point favorite. I want to say there were three yesterday. They're a 2-point favorite going into the game on Sunday. Head coach Sean Payton this morning on what he sees when he puts on the tape and takes a look at this year's Washington Ball Club.
A couple things. If you look at their defense, you'd say it's a very good front. I mean, a group that can rush the passer. They're extremely athletic. You know, obviously a lot's been invested in that group with first-round picks. So you got to be on point with your protection plan. I think they've got real good press, man-to-man type cover players. They had an injury last week at linebacker. Offensively, you know, 2 weeks in a row, you know, I'm watching the film and I'm seeing this number 41 make a play and, you know, ends up being really a game winner. But, you know, you look at the receiver strength with Terry McLaurin. I think it's a veteran group, obviously a young quarterback that we're somewhat familiar with here. It was, you know, he was at Carolina in Henneke, and a real good kickoff return, punt return team. I think they had one last week for a touchdown. So we're going to, you know, have to do our job there relative to the special teams. I think that you see energy when you watch them play. You see, I don't want to say a young group, but obviously Ron has been there 1 year and then at the start of this season. So as they're building the program, you can see that on tape.
Of course, obviously, Peyton and Ron Rivera matched wits several times when he was the head coach of the Panthers. Coach Peyton was asked about Riverboat Ron.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him, but I'm not looking forward to the challenges the team presents. Yeah, it'll be good to see him. Yeah, no, listen, I know what you meant. There are a number of guys on that staff that we know. Of course, a number of them were at Carolina with Ron. Those are guys we have a ton of respect for. And, you know, when you're playing a division, maybe an opponent that, yeah, you know, you haven't seen in a while, and certainly personnel you haven't seen, that's what makes the work week challenging and yet competitive, because you're wanting to put together the best plan possible. Look, his teams have always been very physical, and he's doing a great job there, just as he did at Carolina.
Now, you heard him mention a little bit about Heinicke and some of the differences or maybe similarities with Daniel Jones, who escaped a lot of Saints pass rushes on Sunday, eluded them, could not get him down, zero sacks with the Saints.
No, I mean, look, there's some relative to, you know, there'll be some zone read stuff, some quarterback built-in stuff. I do think I don't want to use the word a comparison, but certainly a guy that's very comfortable eluding and you know, someone that can make plays with his feet. So, yeah, I would say there are some similarities that way.
So that's a little bit on the upcoming matchup. Now about his team. In a normal 16-game season, we would be through a quarter of the season. So, can you assess your team? What is the state of the team at essentially the quarter point of the year?
Look, you're going to hate my answer, but we're 2-2. And it is what it is. I mean, in other words, and so, you know, this is an important game for us. Gives us a chance to get to 3-2. It's an NFC opponent, and it's a road game. Obviously, we have an early bye. But there are a number of things that I've seen that, man, I'm pleased with and I like. And then there are a handful of things that you're looking at and wanting to see improvement from.
Now, again, we played this a little bit earlier. Can you tell what kind of team you have at this point of the season? You know me. I've been saying, got to wait at least midpoint of this year. And that was before all the injuries and everything. I thought that. Just you have an entire new team and a new quarterback with people that you're asking to do things for the first time at certain levels. I mean, you're asking your all-pro kick returner to be the number two receiver. You're asking a guy that filled in last year and played nicely. When you had Sanders and Thomas, but you're asking him to be number one receiver. You're asking two guys to be your tight end that have never been pass-catching or team-leading tight ends. They just haven't. You're asking a lot. That's just on the offensive end, right? So can you tell what kind of team you have at this point? I think you know the answer.
There's so many things right now that we're in a hurry, in a race with a sense of urgency to improve. And we're in the midst of doing that. We're 2-2. We've overall handled the turnover takeaway fairly well. There's numbers that we have to be better at. Our third down and red zone numbers are solid. Our overall explosives aren't where we want them offensively, defensively. Last week, all of a sudden, there's a series of chunk plays and your passing statistics go. And so it's understanding how to win each game. But I think that, no, I wouldn't say at week four, I'm kind of seeing our team that the way I see it. I see a lot of players coming back at some point and slowly being integrated back into the lineup. In the meantime, the guys that are currently playing, we're counting on to do well and play well.
We'll have more from head coach Sean Payton at the top of the hour, and then I will open up the phone lines for the first two segments next hour. I want some grades, Saints fans. Offense and defense, and specifics about the offense and defense. Give me a grade on the run game. Give me a grade on the passing game. Give me a grade on coverage of the defense. Give me a grade on pass rush and pressure on the defense. So think about it. Give me a reason or so. You can tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA or give us a call as well. I'll step aside, bring in the intern again. We'll do some top stories. Really big news, actually, in the division and in Chicago. We'll touch on all of that. Dallas, you name it. Big news in the NFL and around. We'll catch you caught up when we come back on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Greg LeBlanc Toyota is currently open and here to serve our community with a fresh new inventory arriving daily and over 150 quality pre-owned vehicles. If you have any questions regarding vehicle replacement or you're looking to purchase a new vehicle, we are here to help. Stop by 220 South Hollywood Road or give us a call at 985-876-7210 or visit GregLeBlancToyota.com. GregLeBlancToyota.com. We are home strong.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belt sand related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Other banks charge fees on savings and checking accounts. Doesn't sound good, does it? Capital One reimagined banking, so it sounds more like this. With Capital One, you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. Get started now at a Capital One location or online. Sound good to you? This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Approval required. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
So let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, the Saints get back at it today. Practicing currently. One of the storylines will absolutely be the injury report that will come out later today and the transactions over the next couple of days. A couple of players eligible to come off of IR. Can we get healthier? Things of that nature. It's going to help over the next couple of weeks, but my goodness, there are some stories in the NFL.
Here's a look at what's making news
let's check out the Sports Hangover's top stories.
J.D. Kleber is a way to follow our intern if you would like to for some reason over on Twitter. I do. I'm one of your followers. What are you, like at 100 now? 150? Where are you at, Jordan?
No, I'm like 630.
Whoa! On your way to 1,000, baby. I like that. We'll get you 1,000 before the end of the semester. Yeah. Maybe that'll be your Christmas present. You know, like December 24th, the 1,000th person to follow you. That's a lot of people that you got to add.
Well, thank God my intern. At least my internship wasn't great off of you saying I have to get 1,000 followers because I would have failed.
That is very true. All right, look, let's just get to it, man. You have a ton of news to get into here in the NFL and around the world, especially. Let's just start with the big news in the division. What is that?
Yeah, so the big news in the division, the Carolina Panthers have traded with the New England Patriots for Stephon Gilmore, and they are giving up a 2023 sixth-round pick for him. So that is some huge news for your New Orleans Saints and everyone in the NFC South.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's nuts to think of all of the players that they have kind of gone and gotten. Mike Clay covers the Panthers. Stephon Gilmore, Dante Jackson, C.J. Henderson, A.J. Bowie, Rashawn Melvin is their corners right now. First round pick, remember, J.C. Horn on IR, due back later on this season. So they didn't stay pat and stand pat. Now, you know, again, there's probably some Saints fans going, why aren't the Saints doing that and trying to go do those things? You're getting some of those players back, though. It's not, and the money situation, I don't know if this sounds right. But if the worst case that happens is the Saints don't win but 6-7 games, you pick higher. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may need to assess and might need that for a quarterback. You might need that for a receiver. It's what I said going into the season. I'm not even looking at the season as, oh, wow, you made the playoffs. Incredible. I didn't think you did. Right?
Play the Sounder.
The beer? That's what you're talking about? See, I wasn't ready
that's
for
what I'm
that.
Talking about.
Well, you got to let me know that that's where I was going with, though. Anyway, the whole thing that I was trying to say as I play your sounder, since you called for it, there it is. Exactly. Just enjoy it this year because you got to figure some things out. So I don't know if you kind of want to go out there and spend money you probably don't have, make roster moves. Because you heard Sean Payton, I played it a little bit ago. He's like, we have players coming back. I just going out there and making a lot of moves. And again, the reason that Moore is gone is a contract issue, wanting money, just like the other news in Dallas.
Well, yeah, before I get to that news, but the thing that you were kind of saying with the money, now...
This is like a bad cell phone commercial, isn't it? Jordan, you completely teased us. You go, this and that, and then you broke up. We didn't hear a single thing you said.
Oh, no. No, but before I get into the Dallas news, I'm Ian Rappaport. Now, with the Patriots clearing up some cap space, they officially signed Jamie Collins. So maybe that was kind of the decision to make that move with the Carolina Panthers.
Exactly
going
right.
On over to Dallas, like you were saying a few moments ago, the Cowboys released linebacker Jalen Smith, and that was of yesterday, kind of right after the show ended. So that is some big news for the Dallas Cowboys.
And, again, at first when you saw the Gilmore news or Jalen Smith, you're like, hey, could you use – you're going to get Quan Alexander back. And Pete Werner had a nice grade out. I mean, I was talking to Maddie yesterday, and she's like, look, Pete Werner had a really good game. There's a lot of people that thought he had a good game for Football Focus, et cetera, making tackles, being at the right place and stuff. So, again, are you going to go get a linebacker who couldn't come to terms with money from Dallas? You know, again, money's sort of the thing. And are you going to have to go and try to go get a quarterback? Or are you going to have to move up? And are you paying Jameis Winston if you're keeping him? You have to pay him more than you're making now. So I may stand pat, just figure it out with what you got type person right now with the Saints. Just me. Anything else you got? Hello, Jordan. Did we lose Jordan? There you are.
Field.
Start over. We didn't start over. Start over. We didn't hear you.
Come on.
Yeah.
The Bears announced that Justin Fields is their starting quarterback going forward. So I don't think that was Matt Nagy's decision because he's been holding off for the past 4 weeks.
He said Monday that Andy Dalton, when he's healthy, is going to be a starting quarterback. He said that Monday.
Well, I mean, it should have been Justin Fields from the start. You pick a quarterback that high in the draft, I think you should start the guy.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I guess a good indicator of how the locker room sort of feels, Allen Robinson is a Bears receiver. He was asked about Fields and is he ready?
Yeah, you know, I think he's ready. You know, I think he's ready because he's one of those guys, again, like last week, you know, coming off of the Cleveland Browns game, it was his first start. You know, obviously when you're a rookie, I mean, for me being a rookie in this league, you know, I knew what it was like getting my first start and getting my first kind of game reps, you know, and every single game after that, you know, was better, you know, and it continued to get better and better and better and better, you know. So, I mean, that's really how you start to see, you know, the maturation of players in this league is from them actually playing, you know. So I think he has, again, all the talent in the world. He's a person who puts in the work, you know, and I think that he's going to consistently get better.
There you go. So, look, again, a member of that team says, go ahead and start him and go with it. Makes a lot of sense. But, look, you're seeing it with the development, I thought, with Burrow. You and I were texting last Thursday in that game. Even you kind of saw what Trevor Lawrence is going to do. You're taking a beating right now, but I think gaining that experience and going ahead and playing, to me, is the right thing to sort of do, you know?
Yeah, and one more thing. In the NFL, Jaguars coach Urban Meyer, he did speak today. Says he has not considered resigning, confirmed. He apologized to the entire team Wednesday and, quote, I had a very pointed conversation with them. Owning the stupid mistake that I made. I know we kind of talked about that yesterday. I don't know if you want to get a little bit more into that. But, he talked, you know, if you want to go listen to that, I'll try to cut up some things and see if we can play that here later in the show.
Yeah, that's interesting to see what he had to say and how he said it. Because yesterday the reports were he was not meeting with the team, canceled the team meeting, how he only addressed the position coaches, and when he did, he was looking straight down and not at them. So, yeah, probably hadn't been a good week for Urban Meyer. Thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it, sir. All right, man. Hey, wait a minute.
Absolutely.
Give me a grade. I need a grade. Yeah. Give me some grades. I need some grades. Grades and Saints.
I'm gonna go with what one person on Twitter already tweeted out. 3 out. F1 offense, F1 defense, F1 special teams.
Wow. So, F on special teams. What else you got?
F on everything.
F on
everything.
You're giving an F on everything? The Saints have an F. They're 2-2.
F on everything.
Wow.
The Green Bay game was a fluke, apparently.
Oh! You sound bitter. Could it be because I'm looking at your sticky note in Studio 11-6? You see nine more wins?
Oh, that reminds me.
Do you see nine more wins?
Take down a sticky note. I thought you were gonna jinx the weather in October, and I put Gus jinx the weather in October. Actually, it's been beautiful this in, you know, entire six or what? Six,
no, I'm looking at it right now. It's actually right next to your win-loss sticky. It says, Gus, October weather will be amazing. That's what I said. I see it. I'm reading it.
Yeah. It's been amazing. It was right.
Yeah, well, sometimes I am. Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Hour number one is in the books. Hour number two, open phone lines the next two segments. Sean Fox will join us at 1:30. Coach G, 1:45. I want to hear from you, Saints fans. Give me a grade, offense and defense. And also, Pels play tonight. I want to hear from Pels fans. Are you excited? Are you going to the game? What do you want to see? Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
Black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition. That girl's gonna make me fall.
It's a new season, everyone.